Hello, hello. You are listening to 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis. It is a beautiful day here in the city of Memphis because we are celebrating our spring 2025 pledge drive, and we've been having a party. I know y'all hear those beautiful ladies in the background. We got Stephanie and Vivi in here. Justin Touch is coming up in just a few minutes. But until then, we have a lovely artist here in the building. We got Renani Mom. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Alrighty, alrighty.
Raneem. It's Raneem. Okay. It's very close to Renee. Actually, the reason my mom called me Raneem is because Raneem. The nurse in the room was named Renee, and it reminded her of the Arabic word Raneem.
I like that.
That is beautiful.
She was like, oh, people will get it because it's so close to Renee. But yeah.
Hello, Raneem. Welcome, welcome to the station. Welcome to WXR. Thank you so much for joining us this beautiful afternoon. Of course. Here at WYXR, we definitely celebrate Memphis artists. We celebrate small artists. We celebrate everyone in the city of for music and just for celebrating life and just the beauty that is here in the city.
I'm so grateful for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And so you're going to be playing some music for us today. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you're going to be playing for us and just what we can be expecting from you?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing some new music for you that I'm trying out. Thought, you know, might as well try out some new stuff here because you've already played my stuff on air in the past. It's actually WYXR is the first station to play any of my music before on the radio, so that was really cool. That's for the first time.
Yeah, we've been rocking with Raneem since day one.
JB has really been a big supporter and very sweet to like put me on air at such a young, ripe age.
Day one.
Right out of college, into the pandemic, which was really fun, as you can imagine.
Awesome.
Graduating into a pandemic. But yeah, I'll be playing some new songs.
Awesome. Well, let's get right on into it. Okay. Talk to us. Tell us what you're going to be playing for us really quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I came into the studio. I didn't really have a game plan, but I heard what JB was putting down, and I was like, oh dang, we're on a high, and some of the songs are not as hype, but I think I'm gonna start with a song I wrote that it's called Late Night Car Talks. I was actually supposed to perform this past weekend. And it got tornadoed out. So these are some of the songs that I was going to be playing, but this one's called Late Night Car Talks. And it was inspired by all of the turmoil that's happening right now in the world, just feeling a little bit hopeless and like, you know, that intimate feeling of wanting to talk to your like best friend, your partner, your mom, just like someone who really understands you, and those late night car talks about the world, how like it can really instill some hope back into your life. So this one.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, we're excited. You are listening to Raneem Imam. Come on, girl.
Car up to the driveway. I just wanna sit and talk with you. Is that okay? I don't mean to take up your space, babe, but I love it when it's just us two, 'cause we can talk about the world, they're tugging on our leash. My eyes can't stand what I'm seeing on the street. I feel so lost with all this come to be. It's hard to dream that someday we'll all be free. I'm searching for something. I found nothing but the light in your in so much pain. Can we wash it all away? We can do it, baby, me and you. If only for a day we could shine a light of grace, give them something to look forward to. know it's getting way too late. But with you I never feel time, yep, until the sunrise. It's a habit. Maybe this is all it takes, one good conversation to change up their minds. We'll talk about the world and find a way for peace. Look me in the eye now, tell me what you see. All I'm saying is it's hard for me to breathe. Why don't you wanna make a world where we can all be free? I'm searching for something. I found nothing but the light in your eyes. The world's in so much pain. Can we wash it all away? We could do it, baby, me and you. Ooh, oh, if only for shine a light of grace, give them something to look forward to.
That song actually is supposed to have a lot of background vocals, but we stripped it down for you.
Nah, girl, we got you. That was beautiful.
Thank you
so much for sharing that with us. You have a beautiful voice. Oh my gosh. Thank you for sharing that with us today. I wanted to just talk to you and ask you, just as a songwriter, what has that journey been like for you, and what does that look like as a Memphis artist, and just how you are where you are right now?
Yeah, I mean, I will say, like, I think every person as an artist, as a songwriter, producer, you just have your own journey. Mm. And it's a lot. I mean, just like they say time and time again, it's like there's ups and downs, times when you feel like you've taken 3 steps forward and then 5 steps back, and then you're like right at the same place, and then you're soaring and then you're down. And I think it's honestly a journey within. I will say, like, when I got out of college, I had no idea what to expect from the world, and I just took a chance by starting with my community and writing here and starting my career here, because I felt like that was the only thing that I could really tangibly feel and like could see. A lot of this industry is like numbers now, and like how you project yourself, how you present yourself online, and that is a very big factor. But I've always valued community and creating like a space here for me, because I love Memphis so much. So Memphis has been a really big part of that trajectory, as instilling the confidence and becoming who I am and who I want to be.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. I love that so much. And you touched on community, and you talked about community, and here at WXR, we're just really big on that, just sharing community radio and connecting with, you know, connecting with our neighbors, connecting with those, and stretching across and reaching out to those who are closest to us. So I'm so happy you could be here and just share a little bit of that with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Yeah. Do you have more music?
I do. I have a couple more, actually.
Come on, girl.
I don't know which ones to play, but since we were on a vibe, I decided to maybe debut this one. It's pretty poppy. It's something I'm working on for releasing in the summer. Hopefully, if all goes well, I've been working with my friend Ethan Hunt on this one. It's called Circle. I've actually never played this song on a piano before, because it's heavily, heavily bass, like, and just all of the element. Anyway, so I'll try and strip it down for you and see if I can bring the energy.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry. Let me get situated.
I don't mind, but I'm begging for a clue. 'Cause in my mind, you're playing on a loop. loop. So what you doing? Cause it's going round and round like a hula hoop. No need to slow it down once you feel the groove. Oh, I wanna pull you closer cause I'm feeling you. Baby, don't you let me loose. Keep your hands wrapped around my waist. It's your chance. Keep a steady pace. Oh, I love it when we're spinning. Sway my hips again and again as we dance round and round in a circle. When you turn my wheels and you flip me upside down, I'm so dizzy, but I just don't care right now. Cause it's going round and round like a hula hoop. No need to slow it down once you feel the groove. Ooh, I wanna pull you closer cause I'm feeling you. Baby, don't you let me loose. Keep your hands wrapped around my waist. It's your chance. Keep a steady pace. Ooh, I love it when we're spinning. Sweep my hips again and again as we dance round and round in a circle, yeah. Ooh, now rock your hips from side to side. Move it to the left, honey, shake it to the right. On and on and on, keep it going now. On and on and on. And I wanna see you rock your hips from side to side. Now move it to the left, honey, shimmy to the right. On and on and on. On and on and on. Keep your hands wrapped around my waist. It's your chance. Keep a steady pace. Ooh, I love it when we're spinning. Swing my hips again and again as we dance round and round in a circle.
Give it up. Debuting new music on WYXR. New music, a local artist coming through. Still in the workshop.
For you. Oh. Yeah, still in the workshop. Not done yet, but it's getting there. I'm really excited about that.
Oh, you got it. You about got it there.
Just imagine all the bass licks and the
I'm imagining the guitar, dance floor and all that. The music floor. Video. Hype Williams going to come through. They're going to make it looking nice. So, Raneem, tell me, what did it feel like hearing your music on the radio for the first time on WYXR?
That was such a surreal experience. I took a video of it because I was like, this is my moment. I felt like a main character. I was like, oh, my God. No, but it was like in 2021, I want to say, because that was when I debuted my EP. And I just sat in the car with my mom. Just like waiting, just like putting the camera on my face on the radio. And I was like in disbelief, honestly. And it just got better from there. So, it was a really special experience. I think everyone wants to feel like seen and heard. And I feel like you guys.
You're the main character. You're the main character.
I think everyone should be their own main character.
And then you came through and you blessed us with a drop to
WYXR. Oh my God, I missed that so much. I still want to develop that more. I like had all these harmonies in my head when I did it and I was like, oh, that would be so cool. But yeah, the WYXR.
Yeah.
I missed that. That was a fun time. I felt so, again, thank you so much for putting me on because like that really like gave me so much confidence to keep pursuing this and growing.
Well,
yeah.
Hold on.
You really are amazing.
Talent. And then coming through with the Christmas song.
Oh, yes. Oh, that one too.
Yeah.
A very Merry Christmas. Amen. Yeah. Do you guys play that one?
On Christmas time.
On Christmas time?
Yeah,
Oh my God.
Time.
That's so exciting. I love that one.
And before, did you have another song? Because I got one more question for you.
No, please. Yeah.
From WYXR, from the Memphis bubbling up with another group. I mean, a crop of young artists like Jordan occasionally at the time, and Katie Rocks at the time. I mean, a crop of young artists who were getting played on WYXR right at the very beginning. You have to Feel Good single. We still play that.
Yeah,
that.
Feel Bad. Yeah.
Feel Bad. I Feel Good.
I know,
it's
you
pleasure.
Feel good.
I feel good.
It's okay. I feel good now.
But we're talking about initials from WYXR to HGTV. What was it
I
like
know,
representing
God.
Memphis on HGTV?
That was wild. I feel like so much happened in 2021 into 2022. That was such a whirlwind. But yeah, I was featured on HGTV with Carmion Hamilton, Reno My Rental. I was moving out of my parents' house and moving into my first apartment. Downtown, right? Actually, right down.
We're not going to get an address. Cause see, they might knock on your door. They might want to borrow some sugar.
Town. Nah, I know. Okay. I don't live there anymore, so it's okay. You can go over there and visit. But yeah, it was an amazing experience. I got featured. I got to kind of jumpstart my career in like the Memphis area. I feel like living out in Cordova was not inspiring enough. Like I wanted to be. I grew up like coming here, and then when I went to Rhodes and like beyond, that was when I really found my love for the city, because I was really in the city, being a part of the community, going out to events, and then I just knew I was like, I need to be here. I need to like live in the city, and I haven't looked back since.
Awesome.
I love living here.
So it doesn't just start at WYXR. It's a launching off point, a jumping off point. 17% of the way towards our goal. Raneem and Mom is in the building. Memphis own, homegrown, jumping off from Memphis, representing the whole world.
Yes,
international. You spent some time internationally too. You were away for a bit.
I did. Yeah, I this past summer went to Toronto with the North by Northeast Conference, and Music Export Memphis helped facilitate that, which I'm very grateful for. I took my whole band, and we played a lot of my music at the Drake Underground, which has nothing to do with Drake. I found it's just called the Drake.
Yeah. But you lived overseas for a little second.
I did. I every summer would go visit my grandparents in Jordan and Amman, and I got to do a show there in 2022 with a band that I worked with over there to bring my Memphis music there. They loved it. I think there's a market out there for Memphis musicians. Yes. I'm putting you on, everybody. You should definitely do a show in Jordan. It's so fun.
For sure. So representing Memphis all over the world, we have to thank Angelica Fortney for donating.
Woo! That's my sister!
And thank you, Carol. Thank you, Carol Durden, for donating. Raneem, do you have another song for us while you're singing? They'll be thinking about. Well, they'll be sure to donate.
Sure. Yeah. This one is called "If Summer Was a Man." It's also planned to release this year. I actually wrote it inspiration from my mom. It's starting to kind of be back and forth bipolar weather in Memphis.
Yeah.
And if you know Memphis summers, it's right. Real hot. It's humid. It feels like you're swimming in the air. And we were having a conversation one day, and she said, "Man, if summer was a man, I'd kill him."
Wow.
And I said,
"That's how you got an old Southern Baptist mama."
I said, "Mom,
right.
If summer was a man, that's genius." I was like, I'm going to go take that and write a whole song about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, I mean, and this is like an Arab mom, too. She's got Arab Southern. It's like the funniest thing, because I'm Arab, but my dad sounds like a redneck in a weird way. And my mom just has adopted all of this. She's like, you know, born in the Middle East, but came to for college here. And so her accent is like a mixture of American, Arab, Southern. And it's the funniest thing. She's so cute. I adore her so much. Love you, mommy.
Well, here it is. If summer was a main, baby, Raneem and Mom, go ahead and donate WYXR to celebrate Memphis music, brand new Memphis music from a brand new Memphis artist, a legacy right here at WYXR 91.7 FM. Here she is.
Stuck in a dream since the day you let me go. It used to be fun, but now it's getting old. 'Cause it's all in my head, and that's no good when you're not here. Yeah, I forgot how to find my way back. If summer was a man, I'd dream forever. Never once awakening to live my life. hold of mine, but I'll be fine with time. In the heat of the day, seems I lost my control. Thinking you were mine to have and to hold, but I'm just a fool.
Much for just gracing our ears with their beautiful voice and talent. Everyone, donate to WYXR.org, or you can give us a call at 901-460-3031 so we can continue supporting local Memphis artists like Renee. Yes, awesome. Everyone, we got the party going still here at the station. We're here until 3 p.m. Woo! Just a Touch with Stephanie and Vivi is coming up in just a moment, so make sure you stay tuned. You're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR, Memphis.